بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم وصلی اللہ علی النبی الکریم رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. The theme for the present talk is Five Pillars of Islam. Five Pillars of Islam. There is a hadith, the Prophet of Islam has said, بنی الاسلام على خمس شہادت اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ وان محمد عبده ورسوله واقام الصلاة وایتاء الزکاة والحج وصوم رمضان. This is a very well known hadith. In this hadith, the Prophet of Islam says that the foundation of Islam was based on five pillars. First, to bear witness that there is no God but one God. Then, to bear witness that Muhammad is the Prophet of God. Then, the second, to establish namaz or salat, and to pay zakat, and to perform hajj, and to go fasting in the month of Ramadan. These are five pillars. The first aspect I would like to mention, that there is no reference of political rule or khilafah. It means that khilafah ya political rule is not a pillar in Islam. The edifice of Islam is mentioned here, but Prophet says that there are five pillars. In this five, there is no sixth pillar, that is khilafah or hukuma or political rule. So it is very clear that political rule is not a pillar of Islam. In another part of the Quran, there is a verse about political rule, that وَأُخْرَى تُحِبُّونَهَا نَصْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. It means that political rule is a secondary thing in Islam. أُخْرَى, أُخْرَى means secondary. So primary tenets of Islam are only five, and khilafa or hukuma or political rule is only secondary thing. It's very important to understand this point. Then I would like to say that the target of Islam is not to establish a political empire. No. The target of Islam is to establish a non-political empire or a spiritual empire. Political empire is not a target of Islam. It is simply ukhra, secondary thing. The target of Islam is to establish non-political empire or a spiritual empire. And these five pillars are foundation of that that non-political empire. The first, that is Kalimatu Tawheed, is its ideological base. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. It is an ideological base of that non-political empire. Then there is Salat, to establish Salat. It is a very important aspect of Islam. In fact, Salat is to remember God. Aqimis Salata li Zikri. So the inner aspect of Salat is to remember God. But there is outer aspect also, that is organization. To institutionalize of Ibadah. So Salat is a very important aspect of Islam. Through Salat, Islam tries to organize Muslims' life, Muslims' daily life. You know, Salat is a five-time prayer, five times every day. So five-time prayer is a very unique religion of Islam. You cannot find this kind of teaching in any other religion. In any other religion, you find that there are some rituals, some weekly rituals. But establishing five-time prayer in a mosque is very unique and also very important aspect of Islam. Through Salat, Islam tries to train people in terms of spirituality. Then there is Zakat. Zakat means giving a portion of your earning for the sake of God. It is Zakat. Zakat means purification. So when you pay a portion of your earning, then you purify yourself. You purify from lust, from interest, from love of money. All these things are the only weakness of a human being. So Islam wants to eradicate lust and money worship. And Zakat is the source of this kind of purification. So Zakat is a foundation, Zakat is a pillar of Islamic foundation, in the sense that Zakat purifies all the members of Muslim society. Zakat tries to save every member of Islamic society from lust and money worship and material interest. Then there is a fasting or Sawm. Fasting is fasting means self-discipline, culture of self-discipline. Fasting in the month of Ramadan promotes self-discipline culture in every believer. So it is a very important aspect of Islamic system. Then there is Hajj. Hajj is an annual ibadah. You can say that Hajj means internationalization. Hajj means international mobility. International solidarity. Hajj is a source of international solidarity, international interaction, international mobility. This is very important to do dawah work. So these are five pillars of Islamic foundation. Now I would like to say a few words about masjid. Masjid is the place of worship in Islam. That every place is place of worship. Every place is place of worship. The whole world is place of worship. So you know, masjid is not a building. Masjid is a place of worship. To organize salat, it requires a building, a masjid. So masjid in terms of building is a practical need. In other religions, they cannot perform their ibadah except the special buildings. But in Islam, everywhere you can perform ibadah. But masjid was built for the practical purpose. The Prophet of Islam has said, Al-Masajidu Buyutul Muttaqeen. Masjid or mosques are home of people of taqwa. It means that masjid is a center of taqwa. Center of taqwa. In masjid, Islam tries to inculcate the spirit of taqwa, spirit of God fearing, spirit of God consciousness. So masjid is very important in Islamic life. One tourist has said that I have traveled extensively almost all the countries of the world. I found a very strange phenomena that in other countries, other than Muslim countries, I found that there are forts. But in Islamic countries, there are masjid. So he says that this phenomena tells us a very important aspect, that other communities, the trust of other communities is based on their force, their material, their trust is material trust. They trust on material things, on force. But Muslim, the trust of Muslims is based on God. So these are symbols. In countries other than Muslims, there are forts. It symbolizes that they trust on material things. But Muslims trust on God. So masjid symbolizes trust in God. So he says that this is a very unique difference between Muslims and other communities. I think it is true. Then, according to my assessment, there are 50 million mosques throughout the world. 50 million mosques throughout the world. It is like an international network. It is like an international network. So masjid provides a great opportunity for Muslims. In masjid, they visit their masjid every day 5 times. In masjid, they remember God. In masjid, they perform congregational prayer. You know what is congregational prayer? One person among all those people stands before the namazis, and all other namazi, all other musalli, all other Muslims stand behind this imam in row. So one becomes a leader, others other stands behind him in row, and they follow the actions of their imam. So one person leads the congregational prayer. This means that namaz is a training of discipline. Namaz is a training of organized life. Namaz tells us that you have to live an organized life. So 5 times prayer in congregational way is a great source of organization, a great source of discipline. And when we see that in different countries there are hundreds and thousands of mosques and near about 50 million mosques throughout the world. So it seems that masjid is a international network. So masjid need no political power. Here you can establish a non-political state without political power. You know, Pope is ahead of all the churches of the world, spiritual head. So is the case of Muslims. All these Muslims are places of worship, and all these masjids are connected with the central masjid, that is Kaaba. Kaaba is the central mosque. And all other mosques are connected with the central mosque. Because in every mosque, we direct our salat towards Kaaba. So Kaaba is in the center. And all these 50 million masjids are like a branch of this Kaaba. So it is an international network of divine life, of Islamic life. What a great boon for Muslims. So this network is a permanent organization of Muslims. You know, political empire are very vulnerable. Every day their every time political empires are on the risk of someone may demolish, someone may demolish this political empire. But this empire, that is non-political empire or spiritual empire of Islam, is so stable that no one can demolish it. And you know, it persists since 1400 years ago. So you know, Prophet of Islam, when Prophet migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina, so all the biographer of the Prophet of Islam proudly said that he established Islamic state in Medina. So according to the biographers, according to Islamic historians, the greatest work done by Islam, by the Prophet, was to establish our state in Medina. But I would like to say that the greatest task was to establish a mosque. You know, when Prophet of Islam entered, when Prophet of Islam settled in Medina, first of all he built a mosque, that is Masjid al-Nabawi. It is still there. So political empire is every time in a vulnerable condition. Political power is a very, very weak empire. But you see that this empire is alive since 400 years ago. No one was able to destroy this empire. You know, Tatari tribes destroyed the Abbasid empire, Abbasid political empire, and Britishers destroyed the Mughal empire in India. Then European empires destroyed Ottoman empire in Turkey. So political empires are always in vulnerable position. But non-political empire of Islam is so strong that no one was able to destroy this empire. So Masjid is the base of this non-political empire. So Kaaba is in the center, and all these mosques in the world, there are about 50 million mosques, are like a international network. So this is the real strength of Islam. This is the real strength of Islam. Islamic The strength of Islam is not, does not lie in political empire. You know, political empire is a paper, a test paper. There is a verse in the Quran, Tilkal ayyamun nadawilha banan nas. Political rule is a test paper. So every political rule is, every time is in a vulnerable position. You see, in India, sometime Rajas were the political ruler of India, then Mughal became the political ruler of India, then Britishers became the political ruler of India, then Congress was the ruler of India. So political rule is a changeable phenomenon. There is no stability in political rule. But non-political rule is a stable phenomenon. No one has power to destroy this non-political empire. So with a large quantity of mosques throughout the world, it establishes a network, an international network. And I think that this is more important for us. So it is very important that Prophet of Islam said that there are five pillars of Islam, but there is no mention of political rule, because political rule is changeable phenomena. Sometime a group is sometime it is in the hand of A group, sometime in the hand of B groups. So it is a changeable phenomenon, because it is test paper. So no one has monopoly on political rule. No one has monopoly over political rules. But non-political empire is beyond the reach of all those powers. No one has the power to destroy this non-political empire or this spiritual empire. So the real empire of Islam is non-political. The biographer of Prophet Muhammad always highlight the Islamic state in Medina. But I would like to hide the establishment of mosque in Medina. This was the seat of non-political empire. The mosque built in Medina was the seat of political empire. And the mosque at Mecca, that is Kaaba, is the eternal seat of non-political empire of Islam. So we have to know the importance of this hadith. According to this hadith, Islam tries to establish a non-political empire. The kalima provides the ideology of this political empire. Kalima is the ideological base of this non-political empire. It's not political empire, it's non-political empire. So kalima provides an ideological base to this non-political empire. Then salat provides a network, a an international network to this non-political empire. Then Som or fasting gives us the course of training, spiritual training. So Som or fasting is the source of spiritual training of believers. Then Zakat is to inculcate a spirit of generosity, a spirit of human values, a spirit of well-wishing in the believers. Then Hajj is the international meeting of all those believers. International interaction mobility. So it provides the base of solidarity. Hajj provides us the base of solidarity. So this is the true edifice of Islam. This is the true empire of Islam, that is non-political in nature. You know, in our age, all the Muslims leaders, are engaged to establish political empire. But it is wrong. We have to, there is, but Islamic empire is already there. The non-political empire of Islam is already there. Kaaba is intact. Mosques are intact. The namaz is intact. Sawm is intact. Zakat is intact. Hajj is intact. So the non-political empire of Islam is already there. We have only to revive it. We have only to reactivize it. The structure is there. So all the leaders are engaged in establishing the political empire of Islam. That is not the target of Islam. As I have earlier said, that in this hadith there are five pillars of Islam, but there is no mention of political rule, there is no mention of political power, there is no mention of Khilafah. So real foundation of Islam is based on these five pillars, and political power is only secondary thing. So and this Prophet himself established this system. Prophet himself established this non-political empire. Prophet himself established this non-political empire of Islam. So it is there. The structure is there. We need only to reactivate it. We need only to revitalize it. We only need to give its, to make it, to strengthen it. It is very, very possible. There is no difficulty. When we try to revive the non-political empire of Islam, there is no controversy. There is no need to fighting. If you try to establish a political empire of Islam, then you have to fight others, when you try to establish political empire, it will lead to fighting, it will lead to war, it will lead to bloodshed. It will lead to bloodshed. But when you try to establish the non-political empire of Islam, so there is no need to fighting. It is completely a peaceful talk. Peaceful task. It is completely a peaceful task. No fighting is, no fighting, no war, no violence. Then you know that in our age, we have complete religious freedom. No restriction at all. If you try to establish political empire, then you have to fight others. But you, when you try to establish non-political empire of Islam, then there is no need to fight anyone. Only you will need to inculcate the spirit of Islam, to revive the spirit of Islam, to bring about intellectual revolution, to bring about spiritual revolution. So it is very important to understand this point. According to my study, I can say that all the Muslim writers, Muslim leaders are obsessed with politics, with political rule. But it is misunderstanding. It is misunderstanding. They were wrong in forming this opinion that Islam requires a political rule. No, not at all. You see, all those five pillars, we need no political power to follow these five pillars. In five pillars, you know that there is kalima, there is la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, then salat, then saum, then zakat and hajj. All these five pillars are non-political. We need no political power to establish this system, to build this edifice of Islam, to establish this non-political power, empire of Islam. So I can say that we have to reassess the whole matter. We have to replan our endeavors, our struggle. Nowadays you see that everywhere Muslims are engaged in jihad. I think it is nothing. Islam needs no violent jihad. Islam needs only peaceful struggle. And jihad is peaceful struggle. Jihad has nothing to do with violence, with war. There is a verse in the Quran, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جَهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Do great jihad with the help of the Quran. So Quran is not a book, Quran is not a bomb, Quran is not a sword. Quran is simply a book of ideology, book of divine teachings. So God Almighty says that do great jihad with the Islamic ideology, with the Islamic teachings. So it is completely a peaceful task, completely a peaceful struggle. If you study Quran and Hadith, you will find that most important, you will find that greatest concern of Allah is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means purification. So the greatest task of Islam is to make tazkiyah, to purify every believers. Purify means to inculcate positive thinking, to inculcate a spirit of patience, to inculcate a spirit of intolerance, to inculcate God consciousness, to inculcate the spirit of taqwa, to spread the spirit of khushu and ikhbat. So this is the real concern of Islam. Islam wants to prepare people who may be a deserving candidate for paradise. So all these things have nothing to do with the political empire. All these things require a spiritual empire, a spiritual endeavor, a spiritual struggle. So this is the main target of Islam. This is the main concern of God Almighty. I would like to refer a very historical event. You know, Muslims of early period entered Iran during the second caliph. The majority of these Muslims were Sahaba, companions of the Prophet. So when they, so at that time there were no mosques in Iran. At that time there were no mosques in Iran. So they always perform their salat in fields, open fields. So at that time, the ruler of Iran was Yazdgurd, King Yazdgurd, and his general was Rustam. His military general was Rustam. So So what happened? These Muslims used to perform namaz in the field, in open field, in the same way which we observe in mosques, that one person leads the salat and all other people stand behind him in row. So Rustam saw this scene several times. So he was perturbed, he was afraid, he became afraid. He said that Akala Omar Kabidi Yallamul Kilabul Adab. He said that for me it is a killing scene. Omar is killing myself because he is inculcating a spirit of discipline in his followers. He prepares an army of discipline. Although the inner content of namaz is taqwa, khushu, remembrance of God, this inner content of namaz. But outer content is that it took a form of organization. We perform our namaz, our congregational namaz. We perform our congregational namaz in an organized manner, in an organized way. So he saw the external structure of the namaz. So he said, there is discipline, the training of discipline. And those who are trained in discipline, those who have spirit of discipline, they are so strong that no one can conquer these people. So they are unconquerable. So he became afraid. This is the power of Salat. Salat has no connection with politics. Salat has no connection with rule. Salat has no connection of state. Salat is completely a non-political activity. Salat or Namaz is completely a non-political activity. But it's so strong that Rustam became afraid. Internally, Salat inculcate the spirit of God consciousness, trust in God, and externally, it is like a training of discipline and organization. It makes you to live and in an organized manner. So it gives you both inner spirit, inner strength, and at the same time external strength. Inner strength in terms of taqwa and external strength in terms of organization. So this is namaz. This Salat. The Salat means establishing a global network. Now we have this global network everywhere in the world. So why you are fighting for political power? Why you are killing yourself? Why you are destroying your life and your money? You have to revitalize this system. You have to revitalize this non-political empire. I can say that this is the task ahead. We have to do for this purpose, for this target, this kind of non-political empire is blessing for this world, as well as is also blessing for the world hereafter. While trying to establish political empire is sacrifice of life, sacrifice of money, sacrifice of time, sacrifice of everything. But to work for this non-political empire, to try to revitalize this non-political empire, is the greatest task. In this task, we have two great benefits. For this world, success, honor, and then in the hereafter, we can achieve God's blessing, God's greatest blessing, that is paradise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.